You conceded you weren't an expert in what is going on in Ukraine, or indeed in Ukraine itself. I presume now you've probably come up to speed pretty quickly, given all the attention that you've had. What do you think, with all your experience of broadcasting on RT America, is the correct way for this crisis to be resolved?
I hope it resolves diplomatically, Piers. You know, you can imagine the last couple of days have been pretty hectic. I haven't really been able to keep up with the day-to-day, but I just hope for a peaceful outcome with no more military aggression. I hope the military aggression scaled back, and I hope we can see a peaceful outcome. But I think that the real question that should be asked is, why do I have to work for RT to tell the truth about corporations and the U.S. government? I mean, seriously, you guys are beholden to advertisers that you cannot criticize, and that's why I work for a station that I can criticize.
Well, hang on. I'm free to say what the hell I like.
Sure.
No one's ever told me I can't criticize advertisers or corporate entities. That conversation has never happened in the 3 years I've been on air at CNN.
Fair enough, Piers, but I think a lot of people deal with self-censorship all across the media spectrum.
Well, I certainly don't. That's probably one of my problems. Anyway, Abby.